Hello, my friends, and welcome to the horoscope for Taurus. So today, the Sun, the Moon, and Jupiter, they all align in your 8th house of death and rebirth and transformation in Sagittarius, the archetype of the philosopher sage. So it's sort of like going on a quest for truth and meaning in the energetic underworld of our psyche. It's rather rough, you know. This house is full of, it's the one that's most associated with hell. So it's like, but the visionary optimist governs this house for you, so it's kind of interesting. You know, Sagittarius and Scorpio have a very interesting dynamic. You know, after you go down into hell, then you want to shoot up into the air and see the big picture of everything. You know, so combined, you know, they really create the archetypal glyph of Capricorn, really, if you think about it, which is the shapeshifter. You know, going down into the depths of the sea is the little fish, and then going out to the top of the mountain, that's the goat. You know, so it's really interesting, the progression of the signs, you know. But right now, this 8th house, you know, you could be going through it with your emotions and, you know, your deep need for emotional catharsis through emotional intensity, you know. But maybe not too much, you know, you're a Taurus, but you can handle it, you know. Taurus is the sign of stamina, especially spiritual stamina. You know, the 2nd house opposes the 8th house, and the 2nd house is the Taurus house, and I did a little bit of research on exorcists, you know, famous exorcists, and they all had really, really strong Taurus. I think that's because you can, like, really be in your body and fundamentally just enjoy it, you know. It's the sign of sensuality, of all the pleasures, you know. That's something that can really bring you home when someone's trying to steal your spirit, you know. So it's like, no, I know who I am, and I'm going to be here now on purpose, you know. That's really strong Taurus stuff, right? So, you know, it's this great, let's see, polarity and polar energy to, you know, challenge and, you know, energize the 8th house. Because there's, you know, there's a lot of negativity associated with the 8th house, but a lot of really beautiful stuff can come there too. As Jordan Peterson talks about, you know, going into the underworld and going to face the dragon, 8th house place, you know, you get gold there, you know. It's a place of transformation, you know. It's a place where you can, you know, empower your soul, you know, through imagination. And, you know, and for you, you empower your soul through imagination, through going on quests for truth and meaning, you know, Sagittarius. And right now it's, you know, a really good time to set intentions about what you'd like to do there, you know. How would you like to navigate the underworld in an optimistic, resilient way, and come back with the stories, you know. All right, my friends, that is my story for today. Until tomorrow.